Risa and I walk to school together.
Senpai?
I looks lost in thought. Risa nudges her.
Senpai?
What is it, Risa?
You never really told me if you considered me your kohai or not.
I stops, looking frustrated. Risa... We've known each other a long time, right?
Yes, you've always walked me to school since first grade.
I know, that's the problem. What more do I have to teach you? My class is already full of really interesting girls who could teach you a lot. One of them would be a better choice than me for a primary senpai.
But I don't want one of them. I want you.
But we have a different relationship now. You're in my club, so we're going to see each other a lot anyway. However, as club leader, I might not be able to put your needs ahead of the rest of the club. That's why you need someone else.
But Senpai...
Sorry, but my decision stands. They arrive at the school gates. Now, study hard.
Hi.
Risa runs off. I wonder who would suit her as a senpai.
Hey, Kaicho.
I looks around to see Reina. Her skirt already hiked up nearly to the level of her glutes, running toward her. You don't need to call me your boss.
Got to stay respectable, I got it.
Risa winks.
But I think I'm gonna have to put a condition on my joining your club.
Cheeky first year student. Condition?
You said you want me to single-handedly make idol singing cool, right?
I nods.
Well, if I'm to fulfill this mission, then I must insist that you go shopping with me after school today.
Our first practice isn't for a couple days, so I guess it's okay.
Good. We'll get something done about that fashion sense of yours. Toodles!
Reina runs away. What have I got myself into? I waits in front of the Shimamura clothing store in the local mall. Reina runs up.
Kaicho!
Is that going to be your nickname for me?
Well, you are the boss, right?
It's a weird nickname.
Well, putting that aside... I think we should work on an outfit today that'll express what you want to show as an idol singer.
I rolls her eyes. Okay. After 10 minutes of rummaging around the store, I brings her basket of clothes to Reina. Okay, I'll try these on. Reina looks dubiously at the clothes in the basket.
Well, let's look at them all together when you have them on.
Okay. Reina grabs a pair of polka-dotted socks out of the basket before I can move.
But let's forget these, okay?
But... Reina gives I a scolding look. I goes into the changing booth.
What is she thinking with that junk?
I comes out. So, what do you think?
Must not yell. Must not yell at my Kaicho. Well, why don't you explain your outfit to me?
Well, the theme is flowers, so I have on flowered beach sandals and a flowered top. This is coordinated with rough style pants with thin lines and a man style shirt.
So, do you see yourself as a kind of boy-styled girl idol?
Yes.
But shouldn't all the girls have their own look?
Sure, but what do you mean?
Kaicho, I heard we recruited Eddie-kun. Don't you think that she should handle the boy-styled girl idol look? I mean, she's practically a reverse trap.
Oh. I guess you're right.
Let me whip up a look for you.
I'm scared.
Just trust me, okay?
Reina winks, grabs a shopping basket, and runs off. After 10 minutes, Reina returns.
Try this.
I takes the basket and goes into the changing booth. Reina smirks to herself and pulls out her cell phone. Are you kidding me? Am I supposed to wear this on the street?
Kaicho, those clothes would be your image on stage. Of course you can tone down that image for the street.
I look like a prostitute.
Calm down. Just trust me, okay?
You're not going to shoot blackmail pictures or something. Reina quickly puts her cell phone away.
No, not me.
I sticks her head out from behind the curtains and looks both ways.
I promise this isn't a trap.
Okay. I walks out of the booth. This is bad. I usually don't wear bodycon stuff.
Holy crap! Look at that button, that tight dress! Kaicho, you should have some self-confidence. I can show you similar outfits to this in a dozen magazines at the newsstand. Are you going to tell me that all of those models are prostitutes?
Okay. But why should I have this image with this leopard print?
I think it suits you, actually. We can work on some poses and moves later that'll help you grow into that outfit. I think you look really fierce.
Well, actually, this isn't as bad as I was expecting.
What were you expecting?
That you would style me as some motorcycle gang member.
Kaicho, please let that be my department.
I don't want it!
Good. We'll work on your style one step at a time.
Okay, so in previous episodes of Petals 7, Takahashi Ai formed a idol singing club and recruited a bunch of girls, including her best friend from elementary school, the Risa Nagaki, who's one year younger than her, as well as Tanaka Reina, who is also one year younger and somewhat of a rebel type character.
If you can keep up with these numbers, kudos to these people.
Yes.
Because I can't remember numbers.
What?
Which numbers?
The age differences.
It's kind of simple. I's in second year of junior high school. Everybody else in the group is first year in junior high school.
Everybody's younger than I am.
And some of the other people in the story who become like advisors to the club are second year. Okay?
Okay, I got it.
All right.
Thank you.
Awesome.
All right, so cueing the startup music, we have the teaser for Petal 7, Part 3.
Yay.
Okay.
Get on with it.
Okay. He's already giving us slack comments. What is this? Okay.
You know you like them.
Okay. Okay, go.
Risa and I walk to school together.
Oh, senpai?
I looks lost in thought. Risa nudges her.
Senpai?
What is it, Risa?
I'm sorry.
You know, Junkie, you could, if you don't like my eye voice, you can do eye if you want to.
It's not you. Okay. You never really talk.
Take your time.
Get on with it, man.
Take your time.
Okay. You never really told me if you consider me your kohai or not.
I stops, looking frustrated. Risa, we've known each other a long time, right?
Yes, you've always walked me to school since first grade.
I know, that's the problem. What more do I have to teach you? My class is already full of really interesting girls who could teach you a lot. One of them would be a better choice than me for a primary senpai.
Risa pouts. But I don't want one of them. I want you.
But,
oh no, sub-X.
What?
I need you.
Sub-X.
I need you. You mean?
What the hell did you come up with saying?
Heavy rotation.
Oh wow, rotation. That's a bad word.
Okay.
No, heavy rotation.
Okay.
The other rotation.
Okay, go on. Because okay.
She had a perverted mind, you know.
Okay. But we have a different relationship now. You're in my club. So we're going to see each other a lot anyway. However, as club leader, I might not be able to put your needs ahead of the rest of the club. That's why you need someone else.
But senpai...
Sorry, but my decision stands. They arrive at the school gates.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now...
Sure.
Study hard.
Hi.
Risa runs off. I wonder who would suit her as a senpai.
Hey, Kaicho.
I looks around to see Reina, her skirt already hiked up nearly to the level of her glutes, running toward
her.
Her
ass is showing.
That's right.
It's Reina, so she's got her.
I'm trying to picture that, like, it's really funny.
You don't need to call me your boss.
Got to stay respectable, I got it.
Risa winks.
But I think I'm going to have to put a whoa, sorry, that was so late.
Oh no, Ren is stupid.
Take your time.
I can't read.
Take your time. Don't worry about it.
Okay. But I think I'm going to have to put a condition on my
chin. Try it again. Try it again.
Where did the condition come from?
Isn't it condition?
Yes, condition.
Yeah, condition.
Okay. So I'm going to read.
You said it different.
Yes. I really don't think that Reina wants to put a contradiction on her joining the club.
Okay. But I think I'm going to have to put a condition on my joining your club.
Cheeky first year student. Condition?
You said you wanted me to single-handedly make idol singing cool, right?
I nods.
Well, if I'm to fulfill this mission, then I must insist that you go shopping with me after school today.
Our first practice isn't for a couple days, so I guess it's okay.
Good. We'll get something done about that fashion sense of yours. Toodles!
Reyna runs away. What have I got myself into?
Lord knows. Lord knows.
Okay.
I wanted to make a sad comment. Okay.
I wait in front of the Shimamura clothing store in the local mall. Reyna runs up.
Kaicho!
Isn't it Kaicho?
Kaicho.
That's what I said. I'm just saying it with some stupid accent.
Okay.
Kaicho. Yeah. Well, I'm
trying to sound Yankee here, okay?
Okay. I dig it. Okay. Is that going to be your nickname for me?
Well, you are the boss, right?
It's a weird nickname.
Well, putting that aside, I think we should work on an outfit today that will express what you want to show as an idol singer.
I rolls her eyes. Okay. After 10 minutes of rummaging around the store, I brings her basket of clothes to Reyna. Okay, I'll try these on. Reyna looks dubiously at the clothes in the basket.
Well, let's look at them all together when you have them on.
Okay. Reyna grabs a pair of polka-dotted socks out of the basket before I can move.
But let's forget these, okay?
But Reyna gives I a scolding look. I goes into the changing booth.
What is she thinking with that junk?
Yeah, it's funny because junk can mean butt too.
Don't worry. I comes out. So, what do you think?
Must not yell at my Kaicho.
I got a question. What does Kaicho mean?
Oh,
I'm guessing it means boss.
It literally it means meeting lead. And can you be used to describe the CEO of a company or like a section head or alternately perhaps a gang boss?
Oh, okay. Narena's calling her that. That's funny.
Okay. Okay, so go back to must not yell.
Okay. Must not yell. Must not yell at my Kaicho. Well, why don't you explain your outfit to me?
Well, the theme is flowers, so I have on flowered beach sandals and a flowered top. This is coordinated with rough style pants with thin lines and a man's style shirt.
So, do you see yourself as a kind of boy-styled girl idol?
Yes.
But shouldn't all the girls have their own look?
Sure, but what do you mean?
Kaicho, I heard we recruited Eddie-kun. Don't you think that she should handle the boy-style girl idol look? I mean, she's practically a reverse trap.
What?
Okay, I'm not repeating that.
Why not?
Oh, God. Okay.
Because of reasons.
What?
Do you have a problem with the term reverse trap?
No. I don't want to burst out that.
I actually picture a trap being put down backwards and it doesn't catch anything.
Well, no.
Like a bear trap upside down.
No, a trap... A trap is a boy who looks like a girl, and a reverse trap is a girl who looks like a boy.
So you're saying you first thought Eddie looked like...
Yeah.
The steel cage that sings idol songs.
Well, in this story, In this story, Aerie dresses up like Eric half the time.
Now I can only think of her as a bear trap.
That's put upside down. Or she has a bear trap and puts it upside down. She's like, I'm going to get those bears.
Must have been my Ida songs.
Sia's like, this is not going to work.
Okay, so...
Somehow, Eddie's the one who gets caught.
Okay, let's just go back on track here.
Yes, okay. Let's go back to, don't you think that, that she should handle?
Don't you think that she should handle the boy style, girl look, idol look? I mean, she's practically a reverse trap.
Oh. I guess you're right.
Let me whip up a look for you.
I'm scared.
Just trust me, okay?
Rena winks, grabs a shopping basket.
Wow, I'm surprised Junkie did not catch that.
What?
Now you is the one who's perverted, and Rena winks too much!
Junkie, did you not catch that?
What? What am I missing here?
What?
Let me whip... well, no, not that. I'm scared. Just trust me, okay? Junkie. You were that sad.
Oh no, subtext S&M.
Okay. All right. Getting back on track here. Rena winks, grabs a shopping basket, and runs off. After 10 minutes, Rena returns.
Try this.
I takes the basket and goes into the changing booth. Rena smirks to herself and pulls out her cell phone. Are you kidding me? Am I supposed to wear this on the street?
Kaicho. Sorry. Kaicho. Those clothes would be your image on stage. Of course you can tone down that image for the street.
I look like a prostitute.
Calm down. Just trust me. Okay?
You're not going to shoot blackmail pictures or something. Rena quickly puts her cell phone away.
No, no, not me.
I sticks her head out from behind the curtains and looks both ways.
I promise this isn't a trap.
Okay.
Live.
I walks out of the booth. This is bad. I don't usually don't wear bodycon stuff.
The hell is a bodycon?
Oh, bodycon. That's a reference from Hello Time 13, which this scene is stolen from. Bodycon is short for body conscious.
Oh, I see.
This episode off of Ice and Zuki's adventure to a store. And yeah, he dressed up Aichan horribly. Okay, so yeah, my turn now.
But then again, if from Raina's point of view, the criticism of the clothes should have been reversed.
Reverse
bear trap. We're inside joke now. Okay.
All right.
So yeah, my turn.
Yes.
Holy crap! Look at that button, that tight dress! Kaicho, you should have some self-confidence. I can show you similar outfits to this in a dozen magazines at the newsstand. Are you going to tell me that all of those models are prostitutes?
But...
Yeah.
But why should I have this image with this leopard print?
I think it suits you, actually. We can work on some poses and moves later that'll help you grow into that outfit. I think you look really fierce.
Well, actually, this isn't as bad as I was expecting.
Tiger with leopard print?
What?
Huh? No, she said tiger.
A mixed breed.
She's a liger.
A liger?
Well... Okay.
I'm tearing.
Okay. All right.
Because the way you said it, it's like, what the hell? I wasn't even thinking of that.
Okay.
Okay,
you're sorry. Okay. Let's go back then to but why should I have this image then?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
But.
Oh, Rinchcon. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
My stomach hurts.
Okay. All right. Calm down, everybody. Okay. But why should I have this image with this leopard print?
I think it suits you, actually. We can work on some poses and moves later that'll help you grow into that outfit. I think you look really fierce.
Well, actually, this isn't as bad as I was expecting.
What were you expecting?
That you would style me as some motorcycle gang member.
Kaicho, please let that be my department.
I don't want it!
Good. We'll work on your style one step at a time.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, I think this has
Thank
to be
God.
More confusing reading than the first one.
Hmm?
I think this reading is more amusing than the first one.
The Liger!
The Liger!
The Liger! I can the Liger, it's official now.
And the backwards bear trap, that's it.
And Eddie is the backwards bear trap.
I can just picture it being put face down, like the teeth being put face down in the turn. She just runs here and is like, this'll work.
Okay, well, I see that Rindy. Oh, no. Well, she came on. Kind of. I am going to try and add her.
All right.
And just died afterwards, that's all.
Let's see what happens when we try and add her.
She's gonna start getting mad. She's gonna go crazy.
She's gonna turn into a Hulk.
Yeah.
But no, She-Hulk. It's Rindy.
A She-Hulk that isn't green, but yellow.
Oh, I thought you said, did she walk? I was about to say, of course
she walks. Oh, did she walk? Of course she walks. Unless her legs got broken.
Hello, Rindy.
I can hear that out of your speaker.
Rindy?
Oh, this is the talk.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up?
Yo, yo.
Hi. That's an awesome reading of me laughing and Junkie laughing.
Yeah, I'm still wiping tears from my eyes.
We deducted from this reading that Eddie is a backwards bear trap and Aichan is a liger. When you listen, you will understand what these mean.
We just lose somebody?
What's
no,
that?
I don't think so. Everybody's here. B-chan tried to get on, but...
That's probably who I was shaming them.
Yeah, she tried, but her modem is not very good.
She just gave up.
Yeah. So, I think I'll pitch in and give her a new modem.
Hmm. Yeah. With a picture of Gaki-san on it. She likes Gaki-san, so.
But maybe I'm the only Eddie fan. Only Eddie fan here.
But.
Only pure Eddie fan.
Yeah, I said I'm the only one here.
What are you saying, Rispa?
Well, I was just wondering if...
Wow.
What?
Who ripped the bad one?
It's Rindy.
Oh, man.
Okay.
She couldn't control it.
I was just wondering if Randy... wanted to get in on another take of the story, because
what's taken?
Well, right now, the first take that we did, I was the narrator and Takahashi Ai, and Kawaii.
I was Risa and Reina, and I sounded like something was wrong with me.
And. Junkie was the peanut gallery who kept cracking us up with weird comments.
Yeah, Rindy was the peanut gallery.
No, Junkie was the peanut gallery, yeah.
I was.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I feel hated.
You're not hated.
Yeah, I'd love to read, but I can't really work anything now that Skype is open on my laptop.
Yay for Nat4!
It took me 8 tries just to open Skype.
Wow.
I love your friend's enthusiasm. Yay!
Wow, I just want you boys to know that everything you're saying, I'm pretty sure they can hear. So please do not say cock too much.
Is there anything wrong with saying cock?
Okay, I don't really say that word, because I
don't
want
to add a visual counter to it.
I think the sausage is just so away.
Yeah, this is going to be another episode of Listen to Randy Play D&D.
Are you the elf again?
I don't know. What game are we playing today, guys?
We're playing D&D in your Temple of Undead.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. It's only been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yes, I am the elf today.
Yay.
Elf power.
Yeah, I'm the bowman.
Activate.
Also, I have a McFlurry, so I'm, like, double happy today. Ice cream.
Oh, maybe we should ask Rindy the question of the day, Junkie.
What's the question of the day?
What is the question of the day?
What is your weakness in fan fiction?
What do you think your weak point is when you write?
My weak point? Oh, God, where do I start?
Don't even get like that. Cause I will jump you.
You will get attacked by not just her, but me.
I would have to say my biggest weakness is too much romance.
Nice!
Black and Blue was only supposed to have, like, one couple. That's it. The Tanashige was not supposed to happen. And everybody else is like, there should be some Gakikame! So, I'll see about it.
What? You know, you are, like, that's not wrong at all, because fanfiction is basically built on just parents. You take that away, you're not going to get any readers.
I wanted to do a really great action story, and it did not come out the way I wanted it to.
Well,
like, I couldn't do something that's purely comedy or, like, purely action. It's gotta have romance in it. And I don't know if it's just because I'm a girl or because this is why I love fanfiction.
You're conditioned into it. How about that?
I'm conditioned. I'm conditioned to writing romance.
Yes. It's a cognitive problem, I guess. I don't know.
Also, when I do write romance, I can never keep anything innocent. It's gotta be perv.
Perverted romance. Who doesn't like that?
Yeah. Yep, I think I just got everybody's attention in the room.
You write what?
Ice cream.
Well, you'll probably like the performance then, because it gets a little edgy at times.
Wait, what?
The pedal seven thing that we did that had a little etchiness in it at points.
Oh yes, I am very much waiting to see where you're gonna take this.
Oh. Well,
she sounded so enthusiastic.
Here's a hint.
Not really.
It's my normal voice.
Here's a hint.
That's your default voice.
What's usually in between the sidewalk and the road?
The sidewalk and the road?
Yeah.
The gutter?
The gutter!
Oh my gosh,
wait, is it really between? What? I'm so confused.
You wondered where I was going to take it. It's straight to the gutter.
Oh, see, gosh. And it's things like that. I just want to see how you're gonna do it.
Well,
you just think so outside the box.
Well,
I can't believe
I was right on that. I just
whatever it is, he's outside of it.
He's in the gutter.
Yes. Well,
he's into the oblivion. Well, he's in the gutter between the sidewalk and the road.
Well, speaking of things I'm looking forward to, I'm also looking forward to more Club Idol.
Oh.
Which, hey, Goki's got my attention there.
Well, I did put up the first chapter of the second season recently.
Yes, I saw. I did not comment, but I thank you.
Yes, and you're welcome. Yes, things are going to get pretty interesting for Mako-chan pretty soon.
Yeah, and the whole Risa directing a porno thing was awesome in the last.
Oh, you got Junkie's attention now.
I'm done. I'm out.
No, you're not. Come back here.
Yeah, you better come back here. You're not going anywhere.
Oh, no, God. Not now that the party has arrived.
Yes. Yes.
I want to just chill out now. I'm my battery's going out.
You've been chilling. This. I'm not gonna make any character talking, so I'm just gonna talk stuff and stay perverted and think Eddie's a reverse bear trap.
Wait, what?
The whole mind is reverse.
What? Who's a reverse bear trap?
Eddie. Well,
the thing was that there was a part in the story where
I didn't always think she was a bear trap.
There's a part in the story where
what part of Eddie is a bear trap?
I'll explain. There's a part in the story where Reyna refers to Eri as a reverse trap. So Junkie starts saying, oh, she's a reverse bear trap?
No, when she first thought it was that Eddie was a trap, like, wait for you. Like, the actual trap that you lock up.
It's true, I was thinking of her as an actual trap.
So then she came up with the idea of like a bear trap, and that if Eddie put a set of bear trap, it'd be reversed, and she'd get stuck in it instead.
Yeah, well, I did actually just picture like Eddie as a trap.
So Eddie is a reverse bear trap, and Aichan is a liger.
Wouldn't a reverse bear trap, like, let things out of it?
I have no
idea. How does it even work?
It doesn't catch anything but the dirt.
Nothing but dirt. It doesn't snap closed, it snaps open.
Giant holes in the dirt.
It's just a fail trap.
Holes in the dirt. It's a fail trap.
I always think...
I really do.
I'm starting to think that we should do another take just simply so that we get another helping of ridiculousness.
No, you're fine. You're good.
You can't get this stuff a second time.
No, okay. You cannot.
I don't know. I actually believe that Junkie will come up with stuff that's even more off the wall.
Oh, my stomach hurts from laughing so much. Yeah, so Eddie's a reverse bear trap and Aichan's a fierce liger.
Obviously, Eddie would be a fail hunter, so Eddie's safe.
Yeah, I think Eddie would be a fail anything where you have to shoot something.
She'd probably, like, shoot herself by accident.
Yeah. Or she's like, oh no, these raccoon traps don't work. It's like, the other side has been left open too.
But if Takahashi Ai...
No, raccoon trap? You know what a raccoon trap is?
What's
a
that?
Trash can. Put the lid on that sucker.
And tape it and then heat up the trash can, I guess.
How do you heat up a trash
can? Why would you heat up a trash can?
Kill the raccoon.
You have so much fun with a raccoon in a trash can.
It's a waste of a trash can.
Yeah, just stir that sucker up and then, like...
Who cares?
Can you imagine if you...
You catch, like, multiple raccoons in it and then just, like, kick it a few times to stir them up like a beehive and then just send it to your enemies.
What?
And then you're saying,
what?
And when they open...
What about making varmint stew?
Dire raccoon.
Varmint stew.
Oh, that's too funny.
It's good eating.